Chapter 16. What's wrong with me? Dante. I took the test up to my room and read the 2 pages of advice. I couldn't drink tea or coffee 2 hours before I did my test, and Emma couldn't eat for 2 hours before her test. So now we both had to wait. I could get the results by email or post. Email would be faster. But because I shared a computer with Dad and Adam, I decided to use the post. It would be slower, but safer. As I was going downstairs, the doorbell rang. It was Colette. We needed to talk, so we decided to go to the park. It was very hot, so we stopped at a shop to buy drinks. As we waited to pay, the woman in front of us smiled when she saw Emma. "Your sister's beautiful," she said. "It's his daughter, not his sister," Colette replied. Why did Colette say that? The woman stopped smiling. "She's your daughter." She didn't say it quietly either. "How old are you?" 17, I said slowly. I really didn't want to tell her. The woman looked Colette up and down. "Don't look at me," Colette said. "It's not my baby. I'm just a friend." "Kids having kids," the woman said. "You probably don't even have a job." "You don't know anything about me," I said. The woman gave me a dirty look, then turned away. I was so angry that I wanted to hit something. If Emma stayed with me, people would criticize. If she went away, it would be the same. It didn't matter what I did. It would never be enough. "What did people say about me last night?" I asked Colette when we arrived at the park. "Some people were surprised and Josh..." "Never mind," she said without looking at me. "What did he say?" "Josh said that living with Emma was probably the closest that Adam would get to the opposite sex."
"Josh said that to Adam?"
I asked.
"You know what Josh is like when Logan's there pushing him. But don't worry. Adam told Josh where to go."
Why didn't Adam and Josh like each other? They laughed at the same things and they were both clever. What was their problem?
Dante?
Colette's voice brought me back to the present. What happens if Melanie doesn't come back?
I don't know, I replied.
You had sex with Melanie and had a kid with her, but you've never wanted more than a kiss from me. What's wrong with me?
Nothing. I promise.
I took a moment to try and think of the right words. What happened with Melanie happened once. We were both drunk and worried that somebody would interrupt. It wasn't the best. Colette nodded to show that she understood. I wanted our first time to be different, to be something special. I thought that maybe at university, where we both had our own rooms instead of living at home,
oh, I see.
But now there's Emma.
Yeah.
Colette looked at Emma.
"I really like you, Dante," she began. "But I've got plans, and I'm going to university."
"I understand," I said, and I really did.
"It's not right that you have to forget your dreams," Colette said angrily. "There must be something we can do."
"I don't see what," I said.
"I'll find something," she replied.
Back at home, I took Emma upstairs. I did the DNA tests and put them in their special envelope. Emma, who was sitting on the carpet,
reading one of her picture books, looked up at me and smiled. I looked down at her, trying to understand what I was feeling, but it was too confusing. Later, when I went to the post box, I stopped for a moment. I looked at the envelope in my hand, and then at Emma, who was in the buggy trying to eat her feet. What was stopping me? Before I could change my mind, I posted the envelope. I was doing the right thing, wasn't I?